to the new Earl Ingram Show, 540 AM WAUK, 101 FM, the show. And you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. And as promised, I am so honored to have on the airwaves none other than Mr. Alan Borsuk. He is a senior fellow at Marquette Law School, but where we know him is his writings in Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, always on education. How are you doing, Mr. Borsuk? It is always good to hear your voice.
I'm pleased to be here. I hope this proves to be a really good venue for you and for the show, and I'm glad to be part of it.
And I'll tell you what, we are certainly going to be reaching out to you time and time again. Let me begin by, I was looking at this article that appeared today in Newsweek, and it said National Education Association President Becky Pringle was not shocked by a new survey of American teachers conducted by her organization, which found that 55% of educators are considering leaving the profession sooner due to the effects of COVID-19 pandemic and other issues. This new statistic is a drastic increase from 33% who were thinking about leaving when polled in August 2021 and represents a number nearly double when compared to responses published in July 2020. Burnout was cited as a major reason behind educators' reasoning. With 90% called burnout a serious issue, 67% of those indicated it was always a serious. I always want to be there for my colleagues, but it is emotionally and mentally exhausting. Sabia Sheikh, a high school math teacher in Everett, Washington, who routinely is asked to fill in for absent colleagues. Let me go here and then we'll turn it over to you. Someone left flyers on teachers' cars outside of Douglas County, Colorado schools, telling them they are bad and to get out and leave. The signs left on cars in the parking lots of Castleview High School and Legend High School likely were related to several teachers calling out of work on February 3rd to protest the firing of former Douglas County Superintendent Corey Wise. According to the outlet, the school district informed the staff on Tuesday that diagnostic testing and hiring more counselors and school psychologists was an issue. The survey was published January 31st and included responses of 3,621 NEMA members. The flyer went on to criticize teacher unions, saying they are all bad and not for the parents. The whole nation sees that. A public information officer for Douglas County School District told Newsweek in an email that district security and their law enforcement partners are looking into the situation. You know, we have seen time and time again, Alan, where teachers have been vilified, more so now than ever during the times that you and I were young. And there is a movement that is there to mischaracterize teachers, threaten them, devalue them. Why, Alan, and who do we expect then to educate our children?
I'm afraid I don't know the answer to the last thing you said, because I agree this is all very serious. And so who's going to educate our kids? It's not only whether people are going to leave teaching, and I've seen some figures that suggest that it's a little bit overstated. So far, there hasn't been a huge flood out of teaching, but it is a very serious issue of the level of stress and burnout that teachers have. But I think an equally big, if not bigger, issue is who's going to go into teaching. You know, would anyone want their kids to? Any teacher, I've heard this from so many teachers, I wouldn't tell my own kids to be teachers. I mean, it's bad out there. It's just, it's very difficult work. Even in you know, the highest performing schools and districts, it's very difficult work. And the times in so many ways, COVID, political tensions, ethnic and racial issues that are dividing people so much, have just made it, you know, just excruciating many times to be a teacher. I'm just sure of that. If I talk to principals and superintendents these days, one of the first issues they say is they're just having so much more trouble than they used to hiring people and keeping classrooms staffed. And then if I talk to teachers, they're just exhausted. So yes, these are all very serious issues. And I agree with you that the long-term price to be paid for vilifying teachers, and it is such a huge issue all over the country, the long-term price is going to be really steep. It's a bad thing, just as simple as that.
Do you think that people are aware of the impact, those who are at school board meetings screaming and yelling? And don't get me wrong, I'm a parent. You know, I've had children in the schools, and as a parent, we never, and other parents never did what we are seeing today. I mean, that kind of behavior is being orchestrated and pushed for a reason by people who for whatever reason don't begin to even think about the impact of what they're doing.
You're asking the wrong guy if you want insight in what a lot of people are thinking, because I don't understand it either. and you say, you know, obviously there needs to be a middle ground. People who, including one member of the Wisconsin legislature who just last week, who have said, you know, parents, if they want their way, they should go to a private school, or what happened in the governor's race in Virginia, where the Democratic candidate said, you know, parents basically said parents should butt out of school business. That's not going to fly. And in itself is just an out of constructive thing to say. But there has to be a middle ground, that educators have to be the people doing education. and being a teacher is a trained profession. You can't turn everything over to parents. So there has to be a middle ground where parents have a voice, where schools are responsive to a community and its needs, but it's proportional to the need to have professional education. And there is such a thing, you know, well-run, well-designed, well-led classrooms are just a huge asset. And so much of what's going on is getting in the way of that. I mean, goodness, would I want to run for a school board these days? I mean, personally, it's not my thing, but even if I were more inclined, I'd say, you know, do you want to get in these situations where people are just yelling at you? And it's not a huge number of people, but it's enough that you have to pay attention to them. It makes the job so difficult.
You know, Alan, you know, I've been around a little while too, and I don't ever recall the kinds of attacks that are taking place, you know, with the public school system. And I'm not a person. My sons went to both public and private schools over the years. And I am not one who thinks that we are going to do away with public education. And so let's just, the real answer to all of this is going to private schools and voucher schools and charter schools. And let's just do that. Let's just move everything into those venues, because that's pie in the sky thinking. The masses of the children are always going to be in the public schools. And anybody who thinks for 1 minute, Alan, that trying to educate children in public school systems today, especially urban schools where, you know, children live in socioeconomic conditions that horrible and are unmatched almost anywhere else in this nation, and then they come to school, and schools have to become social service agencies before they can be anything else. You know, how is it possible that people ignore that reality and expect public school systems to overcome all of those barriers, and that all the problems with the society lay at the foot of the public schools?
Oh man, you keep asking me questions I don't know the answer to. You know, the more the more you look at what's going on in the real lives of kids, and the pandemic has certainly brought out a lot of this and made things, frankly, worse in so many ways. The more you see that it cannot all be solved in a classroom or inside the walls of the school, that there are broader issues here. There's just so many needs that kids have. There are so many kids, and this is especially true in low-income communities, but it's also true to surprising degrees, I think, people don't realize it in higher-income communities, that there are just so many kids with so many needs. Their home lives are unstable, which is not conducive to good education. Their mental health needs, you name it, the stresses, the anxieties, the role modeling they have around them. These are not things that a school can solve. If it was easy to solve, you'd see people solving it in much bigger numbers than there are now. It's tough work, and why people don't understand that, there's a national crisis of lack of compassion, frankly, and lack of caring about other people, and that's showing up in school politics in a big way, I think.
Alan, it frustrates me that as a society we can ignore these things and not know the outcome that is predictable of what is going to take place, and we can't be concerned solely about all these other aspects and then wonder and ask the questions why, you know, these children are succeeding when at the root of a lot of it is what is happening in our society. Can you hang on a second? We've got to go to a break. I am joined by none other than Mr. Alan Borsick. He is a senior fellow of Marquette Law School. You can join us at 844-967-2789 if you care to join in the conversation. You're tuned into the new Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.